The Rotary Clubs in St. Vincent and the Grenadines are working to ensure that its mission of service above self remains at the forefront. Assistant Governor of the Rotary Clubs in District 7030, Janelle Allen, says the clubs can boast of having a successful first half of the Rotary year, which runs from July 2025 to June 2026. Allen says the clubs were involved in several projects which were intended to address pressing needs while fostering fellowship among communities.
Our clubs, that's the Rotary Clubs, the Rotaract Club, and Interact Clubs, were able to accomplish a number of projects, including village doctors, where, you know, we have specialist medical professionals go out into the communities and provide free medical care to residents and prescription drugs at no cost. We also focused on the environment. Our Interact Clubs executed a number of beach cleanup initiatives, and we saw a district governor visit in December, Mrs. Soraya Warner-Staff, and she paid her official visit to St. Vincent and the Grenadines just to see what our clubs have been up to. We did serenading with the patients at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital. And we also did a beach cleanup initiative at the Rawaku National Park for our Interact Clubs. And, you know, the Rotaract Club also had its One Wish program, where persons at supermarkets throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines had the opportunity to purchase an item that would go towards a family in need.
Allen says there are a number of areas the clubs focus on, including education, health, water, sanitation, hygiene, and the environment.
So the Rotary Club of St. Vincent South has an ongoing relationship with the Louis Burnett Home, where they provide meals to the patients there on a quarterly basis. And that has been ongoing for a few years now. The Rotary Club of St. Vincent, in particular, in last September, when we celebrated Basic Education and Literacy Month, went out to the Kaliakwa Primary School, and they would have done a reading session with the kindergartners. They also donated books to the library there. In the Christmas season, that same Rotary Club also took to Camden Park and treated the boys at the Liberty Lodge Boys Home to an afternoon on the Logos Hope, and that really provided them with an experience that they otherwise may not have been able to have. And the aim really is just to bring hope to communities who cannot, you know, help themselves as much as others can.
Allen also spoke of plans to carry out an awareness campaign to highlight the club's mission and provided further details on upcoming projects.
Next month, February, we will celebrate Rotary's birthday, Rotary International's birthday. So we will be attempting to bring some awareness to the public as to who Rotary is, how you can get involved, what we do and how we serve. Because as much as we are out there, we are also aware that, you know, there's always room for more in terms of membership, and there may always be a subset of persons who do not know what we do. So I would like to thank the public and to encourage persons to continue to support us. And if you have an interest in joining, or even if not in joining, but just to, how can I serve, how can I be involved, please don't hesitate to reach out. We are open to volunteers and persons who have a genuine interest in making our country, our community, a better place to live in.
Assistant Governor of the Rotary Clubs in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Janelle Allen. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.